You're listening to the Apollo Podcast Network.
In this episode, I'm going to teach you exactly how to create an annual business plan. Now, if you don't own a business, this is the business plan that's going to help you create the business from the ground up. Or if you already have a business and you've been in business for many years, this is what you do on an annual basis so that you have a plan for ultimate and absolute success next year. Do not miss this episode because it's one of the biggest things that business owners are missing in their business, and that is what gets in the way of their ultimate success.
This is Titanium Life Radio with your host, peak performance speaker and business coach, Armand Sadeghi.
Today, we're picking up right where we left off last week, and I'm going to explain to you the rest of what it takes to have an incredible business plan. If you have not listened to the previous episode, please go listen to that first, because this episode is simply a continuation of the last one, and the two together are going to allow you to create massive, massive systems in your business for ultimate success. Every company needs a business plan, but what people think is that you create a business plan once and then never go back and look at it again. No, you create a business plan, you then recreate your business plan once a year, and then you rethink and realign with your business plan once every quarter, and then more often from there. So now we understand that you figure out the finances, then you figure out the sales, and from there you start to figure out what it's going to take to make those sales happen. And the first place we go is marketing, especially in this day and age when online marketing is such a huge component. I mean, that's why I went out and started my own digital marketing company, doing online marketing, building websites, doing search engine optimization, doing ads and all that stuff, because I saw how this was such a massive part of the business world. And so many of my clients were struggling massively with marketing. And I saw that in my companies, we were kicking butt with marketing. And so I decided a few years back to start this marketing company. And now for 3 years, I've had Titanium Marketing, and we're doing incredible things for our clients, including an email I just got from a client yesterday, where the person, this lady who's in charge of their leads, in this email, it was the most beautiful thing I could have read. She was sending an email to her boss, and she says, you know, in over 3 years of doing this, I had never once heard someone say, I found you doing a Google search. And she said, over the last month, I'm hearing that from people every single day. And you know, here I'm on this and I'm like getting teary-eyed, like, oh my gosh, my team's doing the job. And you know, these guys are paying a lot of money, of course, so we better be getting them those results. But see, that's all marketing, getting the phone to ring. Sales is when you go out and you sell. But every once in a while, wouldn't it be nice if your phone rang and someone was looking for your services? So that's where that part of it comes in. Then we got to talk about human resources. And human resources in a company with people is people. You know, you got to hire people. You got to train people. Are they part-time or are they full-time? Do you need more people? Do you need less people? But in a one-person company, which some of you may be, you are the human resource. So what we need to do is we need to take you and treat you like multiple people. It's interesting because in my boot camp seminars, when I'm sitting there and I'm taking people through the HR section, often it used to be that the one-person companies used to sort of start tuning out and going, well, I don't need to worry about this part. This is the part where I can go grab a snack or I can use the restroom. And I realized I would now stop them and say, wait. You need an organizational chart more than anybody else in this room because you have no employees, meaning you are the accountant, you are the marketing person, you are the salesperson. So now what you must do is you must schedule how many hours you're going to wear each of these hats. And I had a client once, I literally did this for him. This was a client who was incredibly smart, did really well in sales. And what I did is I literally had him create a hat. We went like online and ordered one for $16 or something that said sales on it. And I told him that every time he goes in to try to sell, and his sales was done in an office, I said, I need you to put this hat on. And then I had him clock in and out. So he literally became an employee. We created this online thing. We found this online program where an employee can clock in and out. And he clocked how much time he was spending doing sales. And it was incredible for him to find just how little time he was actually selling. No wonder he couldn't hit his targets. I mean, how can you hit your sales targets if you're constantly doing all this other stuff, right? And as he started clocking in and out, then what I did is I started having him clock in and out of different departments. I was like, okay, now clock in when you're an accountant. Clock in when you're this person, when you're that person. And then at the end of a week or month, now he only did this exercise for a couple of months, but we found out what he was really spending his time doing. And it turns out he was spending most of his time just answering emails. And when you go and look at the emails and what was he actually doing, he wasn't focused on anything. It was a little bit here, a little bit there, whatever. So again, human resources is for one person companies, three people companies, and massive 150, 200, 200,000, whatever, how many employees you have. So we've got to do that. And then it's about saying, okay, who do we need to hire? And is their pay rate at the right level, including, by the way, yourself? Right? Are these people getting paid the right amount? Do they have the right training? And what sorts of goals are they going to have? Right? So who in my company is adding the most value? And am I paying them fairly? And what should I expect for them for next year? So then we go in and we literally create a plan for each of these areas for the individual people or individual departments. So in the biggest companies, like my largest companies, we talk about goals per department. In some of your businesses where you have small businesses that have, let's say, under 20 employees, if you have 8 employees, let's say, what we're going to do is we're going to create a plan for what's expected of each of those employees. For those of you who have a one-person company, then what we're going to do is we're going to create a plan for what's expected on each individual part of you, which is truly an employee of the company, right? So now let's think about where we've been. We got the financials. We know where we're headed, right? We talked about what sales it's going to take to get there, what marketing plans it's going to take to get there, and what human resources, people we need to get there, and what sorts of training and goals do they need for us to get there. Next, what we do is we plan out projects. See, projects are where you realize there's something in the company you want to do, something big. A project could be as simple as creating a new product, developing new service. So maybe the gentleman Sherwin who runs this podcast might decide next year he's going to offer a service where, for example, not only does he record podcasts, but then he creates an option where he says, I'll take your podcasts and I'll turn them into an audio program where you can sell a CD on your website. And as I'm saying this, Sherwin's going, why didn't I think of this before? Yes, that's right. It's a great idea, buddy. Do it, right? So that becomes a project. Now his project is to develop this new stream. So what he's going to have to do, he's going to have to go look into this. Okay, what does it take to edit podcast episodes for audio, right? You clearly have to get rid of all the references to podcasts and stuff like that. There might be some new audio to record, but most of the assets are there, right? Edit them. And then what does it take to burn these onto CDs thousands at a time? And then setting up a shopping cart, let's say on someone's website. So all that stuff, all those details become the project. So you can develop new systems, you can innovate, create new products, new services. But notice how all of this goes all the way back up to the top, where you decided what sorts of financials were you going to have next year. And as you make these decisions, now you realize, okay, well, I wanted to double my business. And I thought I could just double my business by closing my eyes and saying, I will double my business. I will double my business. I will double my business. Well, guess what, friends? That doesn't work. Instead, you need a plan, an annual plan that guarantees you're going to double your business. And in the case of Apollo, Sherwin may decide that he can do this. And then he's going to create some projections and say, okay, if I do this, I think I could generate an extra X number of dollars in sales. Right. And he then creates this project plan where he says, okay, in the first quarter, what I'm going to do is I'm going to be in the development mode of this. In the second quarter, I'm going to do this as a trial for 3 of my clients. Right. Then in the third quarter, I'm going to ramp it up and I'm going to sell it to everybody. And in the fourth quarter, I'm going to massively ramp this up. See, now he has a plan. And guess what? Now he decides, do I need some people to be able to do this? He might say, oh yeah, you know, I need someone who's a specialist in X, Y, and Z. So he plans to go hire that person, maybe not today, but hire that person in June or July, right? And then he says, well, I need a marketing plan. If you know anything about search engine optimization and online marketing, well, then he needs to start launching those websites today. See how that beautifully that works? He doesn't even have the service yet. Yet he might launch some web pages to talk about this service, because by the time he wants to sell it in June, July, or August, he wants to make sure that he already has interest in this program, right? Or what he might do is think about all this and then go, okay, I better go talk to some of my clients, see if they see any value in this, right? And he might go back to them and talk to them about what the cost is that they would be willing to incur for something like this. See, all of that goes to planning, right? That's your projects. And you're going to have all kinds of projects that you're going to need to do. And projects, by the way, include, for example, okay, are we going to move into a new office? Are we going to take on any new things in the business? Are we going to move to a smaller office? Are we going to open additional facilities? Are we going to franchise our business? Are we going to have whatever? All those things are these little projects that you can consider running, right? Next, what investments are we going to make? And in these next few areas, I'm going to go through them very quickly, but what financial investments are we going to make? What investments of time are we going to make, right? That new building, that new office you move into, that's an investment, but we think it through 100%. You wouldn't believe how many of my clients, prior to becoming a client of mine, after, they'd never make this mistake, but planned on moving offices and planned on the fact that their rent would double, for example, but didn't bother to think about, hey, what about the furniture costs in that new office? Or what happens when I go to that new office and my clients and my employees' expectations change? In the new office, I now have a reception area on the front. Well, guess what? I got to make sure that I budget for a receptionist. Right now, if I have a receptionist and I've got all this fancy stuff, I need to budget to have bottles of water up there. See, these are silly little things, but they matter in your business. Trust me. And these are the decisions you should be making every day. And more importantly than ever, between Thanksgiving and Christmas, you got to sit down and you got to plan for this for the next year. Then, are you going to take any loans out, right? Borrowing money is not a bad thing. If you can borrow money, inject it into your business, and get multiples of that money, you'd be crazy not to borrow money, right? So what kind of money are you going to borrow? And again, we're not going to get that deep into this because in a future episode, I will eventually talk about the best ways of borrowing money, SBA loans, and all of that stuff because I've been there. I've been through it all for myself and with my business partners in the past and all with all my clients. We've worked through all this stuff. The next area, we already talked about vendor renegotiations, right? Going back to all your vendors and talking to them about pricing. And let me take this opportunity right now to talk to my vendor for podcasting about my pricing for next year, right? So I could say, hey, Sherwin, great. You've been doing a wonderful job, blah, blah, blah. Hey, buddy, how about a 5% discount next year if I refer some people to you? Or, hey, how about you give me more, right? So I might go back to him and ask for a 5% discount next year. But then again, maybe I go to him and I say, hey, how about I pay you the same amount and you give me a little bit more? Or maybe I go to him and I negotiate a package that's bigger, right? I promise him more episodes next year, but maybe I have him structure the pricing where maybe I pay less in the beginning of the year and more in the end of the year. See what that does? That improves my cash flow position. And depending on his relationship with me, he may want to do that. See, all these little things are the things that you need to be doing before the year starts. Not going through your year constantly shooting from the hip and just reacting to the things around you. But you can go back to your vendors and I guarantee you, you can renegotiate things. And especially for vendors where you do volume, because you can look at last year and say, hey, look, last year we had this pricing. This is the volume we did. What if I'm going to do twice as much volume with you next year? What pricing will you give me then? And often just you talking about doing twice as much, they'll be motivated to decrease your pricing, give you better terms, all of that stuff. So we renegotiate all of those things once a year. In fact, one of the things I like to do in my boot camp and I do with my clients one-on-one is sometimes I'll stop and I'll say, okay, let's call one vendor and lower the price on one thing by at least $1 for next year. And it's an incredible exercise to see how quickly and easily you can actually lower prices, right? But that's a part of your annual business plan for next year. And of course, once you come up with those savings, then you inject them into the top, and now you've decreased your expenses and increased the bottom line of your company. Then the next thing, and we're getting to the end here, so one other thing you do is you think about outsourcing. We live in a world today where if you are not outsourcing massive areas of your business, you're missing out. For example, I started outsourcing accounting in my companies about 5 years ago, and I never thought I could actually outsource accounting for my biggest company. Believe it or not, today, all of my accounting services are completely outsourced. All we do in-house is essentially approve purchase orders, right, and hit print to print checks. Everything else happens overseas at a fraction. I'm talking at 1/10 of the rate I would pay in the US. And then of course I have a CFO who comes in from time to time and checks up on what we're doing, but he's a part-time CFO. So now I can afford to get myself a CFO that's 3, 4, 5 times more qualified than who I would be able to hire full-time, but I only get him for a couple hours a month. And guess what? That's all you need. Right? And in most of your businesses, you may not even need that. So you outsource all of that stuff and it gets done correctly. Now, in some cases, you have in-house people doing accounting. We can outsource them. In other cases, your in-house team needs help. So we outsource the help. In other cases, you're a one-person show and you're doing your own accounting. Well, I can tell you what happens if you're doing your own accounting. You're not doing accounting, right? So we may incur some additional expense, but now we get proper accounting done for you. And accounting is just one area you can outsource. There's so many other areas of the business you can outsource. You'd be amazed what kinds of things you can outsource. The admin work that you're doing, we can find admin work for $2 to $3 an hour that is as high a quality, if not higher, than what you can hire for someone to do in the United States. So we can take jobs, for example, that you may have to pay someone $12, $13 an hour. And guess what? They're unhappy because they don't want to make that little money. Instead, you outsource it. Someone's making $3.50 an hour, and they appreciate the job more, and you get better quality. Imagine stuff like that. So outsourcing is another big area. And then we get to the final part. The end of all of this, when you've done your annual plan, is what? Scheduling. Because when you talk about something, it's all wonderful and great. When you start to say, oh, well, I want to plan it, that's good too. But see, it's not real until you actually put it on a calendar. So before my coaching clients leave my boot camp, I have them pull out their calendar. And ideally, I ask all my coaching clients to use Google Calendar or Outlook or some sort of an online calendar like that that's available everywhere on all of your devices. And I have them actually schedule these things in. You schedule all the quarterly stuff. You schedule the monthly stuff. You schedule in some of the daily stuff. And when I say schedule it in, I don't mean just say, oh, sometime in February, we're going to do this. No, what I mean is you go in there and we say, okay, on April 11th of 2017, we are going to go do a financial analysis of the first quarter. Now I say, okay, well, then when do you need to have your financials ready by? So we say you need them by the 8th of April. So then we put another calendar invite for, I don't know, 8 a.m., on April 8th to confirm that your finances are ready. See, these kinds of things. You can even pre-program emails. This is something I do for some of my clients is I teach them how to pre-program emails. Would you believe you can go in and you can write a bunch of emails today and there are programs out there where you can schedule them to go out at a certain time. So you can write 12 emails. And by the way, you can just copy paste this and have those emails go out on the 27th of every month for the next year and have them go to your accounting person that say, hey, by the way, don't forget to finalize my financials by this time. And then you can schedule another email that goes out on the 6th of the month that say, hey, are you almost done with this yet? And another one that goes out by the 9th that said, by the way, the deadline is tomorrow. I mean, imagine that level of organization. That's what it takes to play at the highest level. That's what it takes to get incredible success. But scheduling it is much more than just emails and calendar stuff. It's really figuring out when you're going to have what, when you're going to do what. And we go back and now a month into it, you can say, hey, January has just finished. Am I on track to be a millionaire by the end of the year? Because if you wanted to be a millionaire and you were dead set on that and you're not on track, hey, we just got to go back and change the plan. And now you're going to have to work a little bit harder. You're going to have to try some new things. What if by the end of March, we see that, for example, for the gentleman who runs this podcast, he sees, wow, that whole idea of making these audio programs available, it's just not going to work. Maybe there isn't enough demand for it. Maybe he can do it, but the cost is too high, right? For whatever reason, if he can't do it, he can't just say, oh, well, forget it. Hey, he wants to make $1 million next year. So what he's going to have to do is now say, what will replace this? And how will I do that in the next 9 months? That, my friends, is what the most successful business people out there do. And that is what you need to do. So right now, if you haven't already done this, when you finish this podcast episode, I need you to go to your calendar and schedule in when you are going to spend 2, 3, 4, or 5 days locked up in a room planning out your next year. If you do that, that's last episode combined with this episode gives you most of what you need. Now, the next few episodes, we're going to dig deeper into some of these areas, including your finances, your marketing, and a couple of other things. But it's absolutely critical that you schedule this stuff in. Now, if you're coming to one of my bootcamp episodes, depending on what country you live in, what city you're in, and when you're listening to this, you go to our website. If you come to one of these bootcamps, these annual review bootcamps, I have all kinds of them, so make sure it's the Business Annual Review Bootcamp. That event, you can come and you can get all this done, guided by us, with me and other people in the room who walk you through it. You walk out of that room with your blueprint set. So now it's a matter of taking that blueprint and just following through with the things that are on there. And that's my way of making sure people don't walk out of the room with a bunch of extra homework. They walk out of the room and all they have to do is just follow through on the plan that they created. So that's what you need to be doing. Schedule that in right now, whether it's my event or your own time. You're going to go to a hotel, you're going to fly to Hawaii. I don't know what you're going to do. Decide what you're going to do. Schedule it in, because until you schedule it in, it is not real, my friends. But on the other hand, once you schedule it in and you go through it, you spend those few days planning what you're going to do next year after having reviewed what you did this year. The way that you feel inside is amazing, because if you decided you want to make $1 million next year, it feels as though you've already made it. Why? Because you now have a plan, and your brain has this incredible way of seeing things that haven't actually happened when it knows they're going to happen and it knows how it's going to get there. So now you get the same joy and satisfaction and enjoyment you would if you already had that thing. So it's like getting it 12 months in advance. And why not? Why not go through every day with that much energy and those positive feelings inside? Hey, everybody, thank you for joining me. I love you entrepreneurs and business people out there who are going out every day and kicking butt. And by the way, if you don't have a business yet, this step is the most important thing you can do, because every business should be started with a business plan that is exactly what I just described. I love you all, and every day I want you to go out there, kick ass in your business, and always lead with your heart. Thank you for listening to today's podcast episode. If you like what you heard, please go over to iTunes, search Titanium Life, subscribe to the show, download and listen to all the episodes. Yes, all the episodes. They're really good stuff. And then don't forget to rate and review the show. Remember, 5 is our favorite number, especially when you're giving us ratings. Do you have a question you've been dying to ask me about your business, about health, fitness, finances, relationships, whatever it may be? Go to my social media right now and ask me your question, and I'm going to answer it on a future episode. You can always follow me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Titanium Success. So reach out to me, and I'll make sure to get your questions answered on a future episode.
Thanks for listening to Titanium Life Radio with Armand Sadeghi here on the Apollo Podcast Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit titaniumsuccess.com/podcast.